The most wonderful time of the year is here at Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton.
Proudly serving the community for 18 years.
I'm Logan, and I'll greet you at the entrance.
And I'm Tyler. I'll help you out with your tree.
At Agape, we offer a delightful selection of 9 varieties of Christmas trees, ranging from 2 feet to an impressive 24 feet tall. Plus, you'll find tree stands, beautiful cedar garland, and fresh wreaths to complete your festive decor. Want a tree you can enjoy year after year? Check out our potted trees. We are dedicated to bringing you the freshest trees available with a fresh load delivered weekly.
Take a leisurely stroll through our 80 acres while sipping on hot chocolate by the fire. There's something for everyone here. Enjoy our free bounce house, hop on a tractor or horse and carriage ride. Fun for the whole family. Make Agape Christmas Trees a part of your family tradition.
Visit us at 625 Templeton Road in Templeton. We're open from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit agapechristmastrees.com.
Happy Holidays!
Experience holiday magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero. Saturday, December 21st, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic, Saturday, December 21st, 10 to 1 at the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, visit charlespaddockzoo.org.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 16th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council considering employee parking lot termination. Morro Bay Police seeking assistance in finding missing teen. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today. Highs in the low 60s. It's 31 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The final 2024 meeting for the Paso Robles City Council will be held tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. This meeting will declare and certify the election results for the city and swear in its newly elected officials, including Councilmember Chris Beal. In its discussion items is the second reading for amending the municipal code regarding employee parking permits. Council approved the first reading in its last meeting, but has placed this reading as a discussion item to allow for public comment prior to council taking action. Staff's recommendation has been to eliminate the parking lot program due to a lack of enforcement and potential high costs. You can attend the meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Morro Bay Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing teen, first reported missing nearly 2 months ago. On October 17th, 14-year-old Daniel Tovar was reported missing by his father, 1 day since the boy was last seen. 2 months ago, Tovar's family believed that he went with an acquaintance to Oregon. Morro Bay Police have been working with authorities in Oregon to locate Tovar. However, last week, Tovar's cell phone showed that he was back on the Central Coast. Morro Bay Police do not believe kidnapping or foul play is a factor in this case, and his family believes that a friend is helping hide him. Anyone with information on Tovar or his whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Morro Bay Police Department. He is 5'7", 135 pounds, has brown eyes and brown hair, and a chipped right front tooth. Backyard burning for San Luis Obispo County resuming this week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has announced that permits for backyard burning will be available once again starting today. With the recent rains improving fuel moisture levels, residents in non-urban areas can now apply for backyard burning permits. A release by CAL FIRE says this burning season has a streamlined online burning permit process available at slowcleanair.org. For agricultural burning, those who meet the requirements must apply directly through CAL FIRE. Atascadero residents must go through the city for backyard burning permits, which will be available in January. The repaving project on Golden Hill Road continues this week. The southbound lanes have finished repaving, but one lane will be closed Monday through Thursday this week from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. to raise utilities. Southbound traffic will also be redirected on Friday to finish paving the northbound lane. Here's Capital Projects engineer Titus Esperanza on the Golden Hill Road project.
We're doing the road repair of Golden Hill from Creston to Rolling Hills. We would have been done with the northbound. However, the rain postponed a bit of the project, so we're going to need another day or so next week, the following week of December 16th, to finish the northbound lane. The next phase will be striping, raising the valves to grade, etc., and those work should not have us do any more detours, and we'll be able to just do traffic control with localized flagging.
And here's Didis Esperanza again with updates on the Creston Road project.
With regards to Creston Real Hill Road, we're entering the final phase of the waterline project. We will now be connecting the new water lines to the existing water lines. To do that requires us to shut off water services to those along Creston Road, and so as not to impede with the business operations during the day, all the work will be done in the evening hours. So Creston Road construction will be happening in the evening hours to do the final tie-ins of the new water to the existing water, starting on Sunday night and then continuing to Thursday night to Friday morning. Thank you very much, and that's it.
That's Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza. 36-year-old David Randall Quintero has been arrested by San Luis Obispo police officers on charges of possession of child pornography and rape of an unconscious person. Police received a report from a woman that Quintero allegedly raped her while she was unconscious at a residence on the 1900 block of Santa Barbara Street in San Luis Obispo. Police say investigators were already looking into Quintero regarding possession of child pornography. Officers obtained a search warrant for Quintero's home and found more than 1,500 images of child sexual abuse material. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail, where he remains with a bail of $400,000. Pastor Robles and Templeton are now accepting applications for bands and musical talent for the 2025 Summer Concerts in the Park season. The series attracts thousands of attendees to the Pastor Robles Downtown City Park or the Templeton Park. Pastor Robles concerts will take place June 12th through August 28th, 2025, and will take place Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Press kits are due by January 31st, 2025. More information can be found at prcity.com/concerts in the park. For Templeton, concerts will take place on Wednesday evenings from June 11th to August 20th. Press kits must be submitted to Templeton's Recreation Department by January 27th, 2025. You can go to templetoncsd.org for more information. In sports, in the NFL, the Cowboys defeat the Panthers 30-14, the Buccaneers over the Chargers 40-17, the Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. Tonight at 5, KPRL will have the Raiders and Falcons game from Westwood 1. In the NBA, the Lakers defeat the Grizzlies 116-110, the Mavericks over the Warriors 143-133. Tonight, the Clippers will face Utah Jazz. The Kings will go against the Nuggets. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Cleanup efforts continuing in Northern California, where a rare December tornado hit over the weekend. At least five people taken to the hospital. Residents in the area of Scotts Valley shocked to see cars flipped over.
We saw the tornado going down, and then it ended. It was just a blink of eye.
Yeah, I was not expecting to do that much damage, especially flip a car, because cars are pretty heavy.
Downtown San Francisco was included in a tornado warning for the first time in recorded history Saturday. Funeral in Mexico over the weekend for a California couple killed in Michoacan last week. 50-year-old Gloria Ambriz and 53-year-old Rafael Cardona found shot to death inside a pickup truck near the vacation home. No word on motive. Michael Ballard is an intelligence director with a travel security firm.
This is, I think, probably a targeted hit, possibly meant to send a message to the mayor.
More than 4,000-acre Franklin fire in Malibu, now 49% contained. Most road closures and other restrictions lifted Sunday night, 6 days after the fire started. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. The mysterious drone sightings that have been reported in several major U.S. cities in recent weeks appear to have reached Southern California. During the weekend, there were reports of drones hovering over Long Beach, Redondo Beach, Pacoima, Riverside, and Temecula. All of the sightings are from eyewitnesses, not confirmed by authorities to actually be drones. New Jersey and New York have had the most sightings of drones and other glowing objects over the night sky, but the sightings have been reported from coast to coast over the past few days. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here at Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. The Belden Village Apartments in Claremont Mesa, east of San Diego, is home to a diverse population of older adults. Chantal Parikh, a UC Master Gardener of UC San Diego County, took the initiative to build a garden that grows food and encourages residents to spend more time outdoors, getting their hands dirty alongside neighbors. The Belden Community Garden is a labor of love, Parikh said, one that has been made possible thanks to the knowledge and support gained from the UC Master Gardener program and the invaluable support from Amy Zink from the County of San Diego Health and Human Services Agency. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today, highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows right around 40, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, highs in the mid 60s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Cloudy skies on Saturday with a 30% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, then partly cloudy on Monday next week. Upper 60s Wednesday, low 70s Thursday. Upper 60s on Friday, low 70s Saturday. Mid-60s on Sunday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 31 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
The Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County invites you to a special evening of celebration and holiday cheer, Wednesday, December 18th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion, as we honor retiring supervisor Debbie Arnold for 12 incredible years of service. Enjoy a delicious lasagna dinner catered by Science Catering. Doors open at 5:30, dinner at 6:30. Come celebrate Debbie's courageous leadership and dedication to our community December 18th. Register today at rpsloc.org. Donations just $50. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
You know that reaction that people have on TV when they get to the newly remodeled bathroom? That wow moment is key when it comes to loving your remodel. Hi, this is Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where we pride ourselves on providing our customers and contractors with shower enclosures that wow and last. No matter your taste or budget, A1 Glass has all of the top-of-the-line shower enclosures. Plus, our showroom is filled with options, so you can see it for yourself. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The New York Federal Reserve says business activity held steady in its region this month after a sharp increase in November. Firms remained optimistic about the six-month outlook. Vera Wang has sold her wedding business to investment firm WHP Global. She'll continue to be chief creative officer and will be a shareholder. The company makes wedding gowns, tuxedos, and more. Tesla shares are up another 1% after rising 4% on Friday. Wedbush analyst Dan Ives is predicting Tesla shares will go up to $515. But Ford shares are down 3% after analysts at Jefferies lowered expectations for Ford, saying the company is facing some challenges in coming months. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Lakes True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Happy holidays from Paso Robles Radio Shack. We are having a Black Friday special sale that will be continuing the entire month of December. That includes the RBG gaming headsets that are plug and play for your PC, PS, and Xbox. Also, we have DVD players, 9-inch and 14-inch, with TV tuners, rechargeable batteries, AC and DC powered, and a wide selection of radio-controlled toys, cars and trucks for the paved surfaces and the rough grass surfaces as well. Radio-controlled boats that will right themselves if they turn over in the weeds, drones that you can fly from your cell phone like a pilot. Also, the educational kits for the beginning electrician. Remember, we have a wide selection of batteries with a special on the 32-pack AA alkaline batteries for $14.99. Come check us out at 1171 Creston Road, number 109 in Paso Robles, where Black Friday sales continue through the month of December.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us on this Monday edition of Right Choice. Ho, ho. Coming up this afternoon at 12:30 till 1, I'll have some folks from the city of Paso Robles. They'll be talking about the really good event that they have on New Year's Eve in the downtown city park. Went last year, and it's very nice, very, very nice. And Suzanne will not be in today, so I'll have a holiday special for you. It'll be a surprise, so to speak. So that'll be in the 1 o'clock hour as we get closer to the Christmas, that we have some shows. I mentioned that Darcy will be in for Al on the 27th. He will be here this Friday. And then, of course, New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, we'll have some specials for you and New Year's Day. And that's the way it works on this time of the year. Last week, I told you a story about some servers and bartenders in D.C. that were already shooting off their big mouths on how they're not going to serve people who are in the Trump administration. Well, one big mouth lost her job. The restaurant and the management or the owners, they reacted quickly because she was spouting her big fat mouth off on what she was going to do and be not necessarily rude, but just make it difficult for the customers and so forth. But also, one thing about this is when she did this online as well, in addition to an interview, her big mouth on the internet or the social media said that she was a lot of things at this particular establishment. Well, not only does she have a big mouth, but she was a liar. She talked about managing and she does this and does that. Well, the company, one is, they fired her. It wasn't like, well, we're going to talk to her or anything like that. They fired her rear end. And said that some of these things that she said as far as strategies, doing the duties, daily operations and so forth, developing relationships with influence and all this other kind of stuff, that was not her job. She was a part-time server and not a manager, the company put out in the statement. So again, big mouth and a liar, not a surprise. But I find this in direct contrast of something that's taken place with this piece of garbage that shot the health insurance guy or the insurance guy, whatever it is. And there was a professor, and I don't know what university is, she wrote online in a roundabout way, congratulating him for a job well done. Well, the university responded saying, you know, this was not right and so forth, and she took down the comments off her page. No indication whether she lost her job or is going to be disciplined for that. And I find it ironic in education, we've seen it here locally, where some incidents have happened with some mouths, big mouths of some teachers. And we were told by the district, well, we'll look into this. And, of course, we never find out if anything's taken place or any discipline happened. Of course, they would say it's personnel matter, I'm sure. But maybe this is a message, at least in the food industry. If you want to open up your big mouth, and you're going to get fired. You're going to get fired. So good for the restaurant. The restaurant was simply horrified to be associated with this. So good for them. Good for them. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Coming up in the new year, of course, we have laws and laws and laws and laws. And this has to do with some things having to do with your automobile, for example. And it has to do, let me see, AB 413 makes it illegal to park a vehicle within 20 feet of any unmarked or marked crosswalk, or 15 foot of any crosswalk where a curb extension is present. So make sure you take your measuring stick with you when you decide to park. Also, SB 1100 makes it illegal for a job posting to require applicants to have a valid driver's license. It doesn't say anything here specifically, because what I'm looking at here doesn't go into details of most of these bills, but about any other kind of identification. It just has a, you can ask for a valid driver's license. And also they can, in case you want to do this, though, that you can add the ID driver's license to their Apple wallets. You can do that. Now, we have this SB 905 that eliminates the locked door loophole, which required prosecutors to prove car doors were locked when a burglary took place. This gives prosecutors more flexibility to address auto burglary and theft. I don't know why that came about, but anyway. Also, this we'll see, this has to do with cannabis. Cities and counties can allow existing cannabis retailers and consumption lounges to sell non-cannabis food and drinks. Now, local governments must approve and license the businesses. Under the current law, cannabis retailers with consumer areas may sell prepackaged food and beverages if authorized by the local government. The bill extends the legislation to include freshly prepared food and drinks consistent with the California Retail Food Code, whatever that means. So you have that. So you have just a couple of things, and there'll be a lot more on the way, and some of the crimes and so forth. But here's one, is that education. This is AB 1955. This prohibits school districts in the state from enacting policies that would force educators to notify parents if students identify as transgender or request to use a different name. So I have a question about the different name. Now, when you register your kid for school, it's, and you forget after so many years, you have to show identification, right? I don't remember if you have to show birth certificate or something like that. So you register your kid and say, my son's name is Kevin Will. All right. So I decide that when roll call comes in the homeroom, which, Chris, did they do that when you're going to school?
We did not have homeroom.
You didn't have homeroom?
No.
So you would just start your first class?
Yes.
All right. Did they do any kind of call?
Yeah, we had roll call for every class.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
the whole, I mean, every day you went into the class?
Yeah, every day we went into the class, teachers took roll. And, you know, if you were absent for a class, then the school would know.
Oh, I didn't know they didn't have homeroom. Okay, well.
It's a foreign concept to me, honestly.
What, homeroom?
Yeah. When people describe having homeroom, like, I've never, ever had any kind of homerooms. I'm like, I just can't wrap my head around it, I guess.
I, you know, now that you mention it, I don't know what homeroom was for.
Yeah, I'd rather just go to my first class.
I don't even know how long we were. Lee, I know you're listening there in Kentucky. Let me know. What did we do? Because he would have been, because we had the same last name. Well, not the same last name, but the W's. I'm just going, what did we do in homeroom? I really don't. Does anybody remember what we did in homeroom? Well, we'd have roll call, so I guess that was good for the day. I'm just guessing.
That's good for the day, though. What if you skip out on a specific class?
It wasn't that prevalent back then.
Hmm.
At least to my knowledge. Did you ever skip out?
No, I wouldn't skip out on any class, but I know that it was not, I don't want to say it was common, but I knew a few people here and there who would intentionally, you know, go to some classes and skip out on others.
No, I took, I skipped. I was in junior high, and me was Steve Lashley, Rich Cardillo, and Alan Carroll. So that's four of us. We skipped out after lunch. I don't know why.
To be responsible, contributing members of society, of course.
Well, especially Rich, because he was just as straight as an arrow. He was a straight. I mean, we weren't bad kids, but Richie Cardillo. He was straight as an arrow. But the stupid thing is that again, it was after lunch, and we planned on going back to class. You know, it's a long time ago, but we got caught because. This is how dumb you are when you're in 7th or 8th grade. We were walking in front of the school grounds. And back in the day, they had speakers, loudspeakers, almost like a prison. Because, for the school bell and the buzzer or whatever.
I wouldn't say back in the day. They had that when I was in high school, too.
Okay. Well, anyway, next thing you know, we hear this. Will Mr. Carroll, Mr. Lashley, Mr. Will, and Mr. Cardillo please report to the principal's office immediately? Like, duh. Gee, how did they know we weren't in there? And I don't remember what happened with it. You know, I'm sure we had to stay after school or do something like that. And I don't remember if my parents were notified or, again, you just kind of forget those things. And the other one, though, the only other time I did it, was and it was to watch opening. I think it was opening day, and when Hank Aaron was going to tie Babe Ruth, we went over to Larry Garcia's house to watch the game because they were playing up in Cincinnati, and since Louisville's close to Cincinnati, well, 90 minutes, we would get the games on television. So we cut school that day to go watch the baseball game. It wasn't like we were up to no good.
You know, I have a story about not necessarily cutting a class, but leaving one temporarily, and it'll show what kind of character I am because of the reasons why I did it. So I had an assignment due in a class later in the day, right? But I forgot to print it out, and it was a big assignment, and the teacher's policy is if you're even a day late, you automatically get 50%, which is a failing grade.
Ooh.
That was unacceptable to someone like me, so... This was when I was going to Flamson. As you can tell, based on where I live right now, I'm pretty close to Flamson. So
less than a 5-minute walk.
Exactly. So I asked one of my teachers earlier in the day, who's a little bit more of a pushover, hey, can I go use the restroom? And they said yes. And I booked it out of school. I ran all the way home to go print that assignment out and run back.
And you didn't get caught.
Oh, no, I got caught. But, like, you know... You do so few wrong things, teachers will overlook maybe the first offense. You know what I mean?
So, who caught you?
I mean, I was just gone for a suspiciously long amount of time, that's all. And I fessed up. I said, yeah, I went home to print out an assignment because, you know, if I lie to them, they might start suspecting things.
So, So what did the teacher say or do?
Just don't do that again. And I said, okay. Right. And I didn't.
Well, were you scared?
No, not at all. I was more scared of failing my assignment.
Okay. Well, at least it was a good reason. It wasn't like, you know, hey, I left my cell phone at home or something like that. Well, good for you, though. I mean, other than our stupid reason in seventh or eighth grade, I forget, and then the baseball game, which I never got in trouble for it. And but anyway, it goes back to the homeroom with the I don't know what it was for. I don't know what it was, what we did, the reason for it. So anyway, so I decide that when they give the roll call to see for attendance, if I'm there, and if they say, you know, Kevin Will or Kevin or whatever they would do, after a while they would, you know, shorten it. If I would be able to say, I want to be called by a different name. This has nothing to do with me identifying as a transgender or whatever it is to say, I would prefer to be called, and, you know, again, being a kid and being smart aleck, I would prefer to be called Mr. President. Well, the reason why I'm saying that is because it's almost let's take it to the most ridiculous level and stop playing these stupid games. You have a legal name, or maybe some people want to be called by a nickname. You know, think of any nickname. I don't know. Now, we know that people shorten names from, you know, William to Bill, or from, you know, Richard to Rick or something like that. But I just wonder what would be the laws and allowed in schools for kids to start doing this with a different name during the class. During the school time. And so this is what adults are allowing kids to do. Okay, let's see here. What else do we have? And California requires healthcare professionals who provide care for people 65 and older to take continuing education in geriatrics and dementia care. Okay, well, as professionals, they should probably do that as well, but I don't know. Now, also, we have another bill here, 1825, known as the Freedom to Read, prohibits public libraries from banning books due to race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, disability, social, and it goes on and on. I wonder if that means that they'll allow Mark Twain books to be put back. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I went to school in Pennsylvania, and the homeroom, the purpose was to do the Pledge of Allegiance, take roll, and to say the Lord's Prayer. And then, you know, then we all, and if there were any announcements, that's why we were there, you know. They had a big PA system, and, you know, if there was something going on, you know, like there's going to be an assembly or something like that, announcing an event. So that was the purpose of homeroom back in Pennsylvania, and that was in the 1950s and 60s and 70s. So I just wanted to throw that out there for people like me who...
Okay, so...
Yeah, that was the purpose of it.
All right, so just for the, you know, sake of conversation, is why would we need a special class or, you know, the homeroom for that where you can do it just in first period in general?
I think it was just a tradition because... You know, I believe, you know, public school, that format was probably created way back in maybe the 1900s, early 1900s or late 1800s, and I think that was just the tradition for the homeroom. And I just remember that was why we were there, and when I was in eighth grade, my homeroom teacher just happened to be the German language teacher. And that was when I was in eighth grade, and all of us had to say the Lord's Prayer in German. And I thought that was really weird, but it was really interesting. And you know, a lot of us went on to take a language which was required to get into university, to be admitted to university in the liberal arts program. It was required to have taken a language in high school. So that was the beginning of that.
I remember we would say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, when I went to Catholic school, obviously we would say the Lord's Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance, but we also were, I think it was third grade, we were learning to speak French.
Right. Yep.
And then when I got tossed out of Catholic school, I ended up in public school, and we did the pledge, but I don't remember the Lord's Prayer, and I don't remember having to take a language in high school.
Yeah, well, all of those requirements have evolved over the last 100 years. So stuff that we did in the 50s, definitely not happening. No Lord's Prayer. But the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, to the United States, it was to the flag. You know, we pledged allegiance to the flag in homeroom. Mm-hmm. So I just remember that, and everybody stood up, and they had a flag in every room, and, you know, hand over your heart. All that, you know, and just by the way, I earned a nickname when I was 9 years old, and all the kids in the class called me that, and the teacher was not very happy about that. And I do remember that, but
all right.
That whole nickname business was really interesting for me. And my friends from that era of my life, they still call me by my nickname, including my sister. So, and a lot of my cousins, because it was kind of an oddball nickname, so.
Yeah, well, so. my brother still has a couple of nicknames for me, which I can't tell you on the radio.
Yeah, well, my friends here in California, a few of them are aware of my crazy nickname, but most of them, you know, they all call me by something.
All right, well.
So thank you. Thank you for your show.
Thank you for your information and the help there. All right. All right, folks, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Morro Bay Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing teen, 14-year-old Daniel Tovar. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Morro Bay Police Department. He is 5'7", 135 pounds, has brown eyes and brown hair, and a chipped front right tooth. The final 2024 meeting for the Passerville City Council will be held tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. On this week's agenda is the second reading for eliminating the employee parking lot program in downtown Paso Robles. You can attend the meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs and low 60s, it's 30 degrees. Local news update was brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. President Biden addressing attendees at the Democratic National Committee's holiday reception this weekend. The president praising Vice President Kamala Harris for her contributions to his administration.
I knew what I was doing, asking her to be my vice president. I knew her. I knew of her. I knew about her. I knew her record. I trusted her. She always served this country with purpose and integrity. And she always will. And you're not going anywhere, kid, because we're not going to let you go.
The president was joined by Vice President Harris at the event. The vice president's political future unclear after her election loss to President-elect Trump. Texas police looking for suspects following a deadly shooting at a pop-up or makeshift unsanctioned nightclub in Houston Saturday night. Two people killed, both in their early teens. Four others injured, including a 13-year-old girl. No arrests so far. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, Greg and Lindsay from K-John's Jewelry Company here.
K-John's is a family-owned, upscale jewelry store. Believe me, you'll think you're in some bougie city when you walk in. But we have competitive prices with online jewelers, and we still have small-town, good old-fashioned customer service.
We specialize in engagement rings, custom design, natural and lab-grown diamonds, and unique colored gemstones. We also have an impressive assortment of rocks and minerals, which make for fun and unique gifts.
We have two graduate gemologists on staff and an 11-time national award-winning jewelry designer.
That award-winning designer is Lindsay, but she's too modest to say so.
Aw, thanks, babe.
With a team of 10 awesome people ready to serve you, come by and see us this holiday season.
You'll be welcomed with a big smile and a kind hello, a complimentary jewelry cleaning so you're all sparkled up for the holidays, and even a nice warm coffee.
We are located at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero, right between the police station and stagecoach.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the new garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful Deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise as you stroll through the magic of the season. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments, all within walking distance. Bring your family or make it a date night. And a special thanks to our official lighting sponsors, Central Coast Community Energy, Z Villages Real Estate, Sousa Construction, Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District, the City of Atascadero, Avila Traffic Safety, and Wysong Construction. Event details can be found at visitatascadero.com. But don't miss garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. And again, for more information, go to visitatascadero.com. 3CE is giving households and businesses a choice to do more with their energy. Learn more at 3cenergy.org.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here in Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
It is 8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 15 Sunday, the Chiefs chewed up the Browns 21-7 to improve to 13-1. Patrick Mahomes with two TD passes and one x-ray on his ankle. That came back negative. A pair of potential Super Bowl matchups. The Bills won a shootout with the Lions 48-42. Josh Allen threw for two TDs and ran for two, while Jared Goff had 494 yards and five touchdowns through the air in the loss, ending their 11-game winning streak. The Eagles stopped the Steelers 27-13. Jalen Hurts threw for two and ran for one. Bengals topped the Titans. Joe Burrow, three touchdown passes. He now has a new franchise record of 36. He held the old record, too. Commanders held off the Saints, denying New Orleans on a winning two-point try on the final play of the game. Ravens routed the Giants, five scoring passes for Lamar Jackson. Coach John Harbaugh:
he just had a great game. He's been locked in. He's been locked in all season. He was locked in all week. He's on the guys, meetings, walkthroughs, everything. Just keeping it. Keeping about football, you know, and getting the football right.
The G-men have dropped nine straight. Buccaneers blasted the Chargers, four TD tosses for Baker Mayfield. Broncos had five takeaways in their win over the Colts. Texans forced four turnovers as they downed the Dolphins. Jets, Cowboys, Cardinals, and Packers won. Tonight it's a twofer on Monday Night Football. The Bears at the Vikings and the Falcons at the Raiders. NBA, the Mavericks whipped the Warriors 143-133, a triple-double for Luka Doncic, including a season-high 45 points. Anthony Davis had 40 points and 16 rebounds as the Lakers ended the Grizzlies' four-game winning streak. Wins for the Celtics, Knicks, Timberwolves, Suns, and Pacers. NHL, the Maple Leafs slashed the Sabres 5-3. John Tavares with a hat trick. That's 10 losses in a row for Buffalo. Wins for the Blackhawks, Hurricanes, Blues, and Golden Knights. That's Monday Sports.
And we have the Raiders and the Falcons at 5 early this evening here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. A mixture of clouds and sunshine, low to mid-60s. Cloudy tonight and overnight, lows in the upper 30s, and we'll have a little bit of clouds and sunshine again on your Tuesday with highs expected in the mid-60s, upper 60s Wednesday, low 70s Thursday, Friday, upper 60s, maybe some p.m. showers right now on Saturday, about a 25 to 30% chance. Sunday, cloudy, mid-60s and upper 60s. A week from today, today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:07 a.m., 4:52 p.m. and it is 30 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. As we're moving along here on the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters at their location there in the Oaks Plaza near the Guest House Grill. Checking in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways to get them where they need to be, home safe and sound for the holidays. As I look to my left here on the famous board, there's nothing to report. All right, this is not homeroom. I don't know what class you would call this, Chris, but get ready, and this is simple. To take a chance on another person. This has, again, to do with body parts. To take a chance on another person.
Ooh. It is simple, but... Specifically with body parts, it's pretty tough, actually.
Let's see here. I don't think I have a hint either.
Huh.
Let's go... I'll try this. Above the waist.
I mean, that's... Does narrow it down quite a bit. Yeah, I don't think I know. Music's ending, too, so let's hear it.
To stick your neck out.
Ah.
Take a chance on another person, stick your neck out. I think that could be for an individual.
Yeah. Honestly, I would associate stick your neck out with taking a risk, which, you know, I guess is putting your bets on another person, but...
I would go with more the individual than another person.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay, so not off to a good start here, but you could redeem yourself. We have a couple more days left to go.
We do indeed.
Yes, all right. Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. It's your one-stop shop. They've got it all for you. All right, we're falling behind here. 3.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass the Wobbles in Templeton. Qualifying for gift certificate rules are on file. All right, let's see here. Of the world's richest music artist, in the top five list, only two of them are started their, what I would say, national careers in the 70s. Give me either one. Of the music artist with the highest net worth, reported by Forbes magazine, two of them started their careers, at least, you know, became famous nationally, in the 70s. One of them is still alive. All right, to the phone line we go. I bet they're both wrong on this one. Hi, good morning.
Dolly Parton.
No, not Dolly. Dolly is down on the list. She's poor. She's extremely poor. She's only $450 million. She's barely making it by living in the hills there in Tennessee. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Michael Jackson.
No, not Michael Jackson. Not Michael Jackson. He started his career in the 60s, remember, with the Jackson 5, but with his estate and so forth, as of X amount of years, he's about $400 million. Okay. Two of them started in the 70s. One of them is still alive. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Michael Jackson.
No, not Michael Jackson. Again, he started, remember, Stop the Love You Save Me. I think that came out in 69, I think. Anyway, no, it's not Kiki. Let's see here. We're just about out of time. I was going to say one of my hints would be Donald Trump.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo has announced that permits for backyard burning will be available once again starting today. With the recent rains improving fuel moisture levels, residents in non-urban areas can now apply for backyard burning permits online. Atascadero residents must go to the city for permits, which will be available in January. Pass Rebels in Templeton are now accepting applications for bands and musical talent for the 2025 summer concerts in the park season. Press kits are due by January 31st for Pass Rebels and the 27th for Templeton. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the low 60s, it's 30 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, my Donald Trump reference is because Bruce Springsteen does not like Donald Trump. So he's in at number four. So the list is Jay-Z, Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Bruce Springsteen, followed by Jimmy Buffett. And then Madonna, Dr. Dre, Beyonce, Sean Diddy, Julio Iglesias, Celine Dion, Barbara Streisand, Dolly Parton, John Bovey, Michael Jackson, Katy Perry, and Yoko Ono. Oh, boy. This hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.